News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Arizona Democrat Senator Mark Kelly is accusing his own party of being clueless about the crisis at the southern border.
When asked by the Washington Post whether Democrats have recognized people's frustrations with the border, Kelly replied, not even close. He also accused Republicans of only wanting to talk about the border, but saved his harshest rhetoric for those of his own party. He told the Post, quote, when I first got to Washington, it didn't take me long to realize that there are a lot of Democrats who don't understand our southern border. Illegal crossings have surged under President Biden, including a record 2.76 million encounters at the border in the past fiscal year. Bob Agnew reporting.
The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has threatened the U.S. as Washington pushes for U.N. condemnation of the North's recent missile test.
Kim Yo-jong, who's widely considered the North's second most powerful person after her brother, has lambasted the U.S. for issuing what she called a disgusting joint statement together with such rebels as Britain, France, Australia, Japan and South Korea. She warns the U.S. would face a more fatal security crisis. Jong's opinions come hours after Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council that the U.S. will circulate a proposed presidential statement condemning the North's banned missile launches and other destabilizing activities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As the Thanksgiving Day holiday approaches, millions of Americans are hitting the road to see family and friends. AAA predicts more than 54 million people will travel 50 miles or more from home this Thanksgiving. That's more than a 1% increase over 2021 and 98% of pre-pandemic volumes. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 397 points, the Nasdaq rose 149. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis Real Estate Team.
It's going to be another chilly night after a mild day today. Clear skies, overnight lows will fall back into the mid-30s. Beautiful weather for Wednesday. Sunny skies, a high back near 60 degrees. Now for Thanksgiving Day, clouds will be on the increase. There will also be some scattered showers around midday into the afternoon. High temperatures in the low to mid-50s. Unsettled weather will continue through the holiday weekend. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Vacations are great, but when they are over, all you got are the memories. Blue Haven Pools and Spas can make your backyard a vacation that lasts all summer long. With 50 years of experience creating custom concrete or fiberglass pools, Blue Haven can design a new pool that fits your family or remodel that old pool that's seen better days. You'll also need an outdoor kitchen to top off the perfect summer backyard retreat. They can do that too. Check out their showroom. You won't want to leave. Blue Haven Pools. Online at bluehavenofstlouis.com.
So I knew my car was due for an oil change. That's when I noticed this new place opened in Warrenton at 724 North Highway 47 called Valvoline Express Care. They're locally owned and operated. There was no line, so I pulled in. It's clean and they are really friendly and well-staffed.
Welcome.
I just stayed in my car. They have live cameras, so you feel safe. It was so fast and they are powered by the brand you trust, Valvoline. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. They make getting an oil change so easy.
Thank you. Come back again.
Valvoline Express Care in Warrenton. 15 minutes from bay to on your way.
Hi, I'm Bruce Petrov, owner of Home Maintenance Solution. You know, our mission statement is helping families relax and enjoy their home. We want to help you enjoy the space that you have so you can thrive as a family. That's why we've developed our proactive home maintenance plans. They can help you get your to-do list under control. We don't want home ownership to be a daunting task. Inquire today about one of our proactive home maintenance plans at HomeMaintenanceSolution.com.
Real Talk
Real truth.
Dr. Naputi is always good.
You know, you don't have to follow the sheep.
I listen to your station because you speak the truth.
I like the fact that it's a true station that we can actually listen to and know that we're getting the actual news. We're actually getting the truth of the story. And it's true patriot. It's a place where patriots can come and unite and have one voice.
Keep getting the message out.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded. This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians, the elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd? Cut the crap. It's your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey there, folks. Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer. Thank you for, well, being here for the program. Cut the Crap. Crap is only an acronym for culture, race, and American politics. Now, I normally broadcast every single day, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., but last night there were technical difficulties, and some of you didn't catch my broadcast last night. You should have got my notification. I did put out a notification for everybody and marked myself safe from hammer fights and underwear, so you should have known that I was totally okay. But also, yesterday there was, the mail order maladministration was doing their gig on television to convince us that we're all nuts. By the way, folks, you can watch me as I do the program. I record my program every day, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., 7 days a week. Unless, of course, there's technical difficulties or I'm dodging hammer fights in my underwear, but I digress. Look, our mail order maladministration, selected not elected administration in the White House, had their, I guess you call it a press conference last night. By the way, everybody, do you know what today is? It's our anniversary. Yes, it's one of those days we're going to remember like 9/11. We're always going to remember November 3rd, exactly 2 years ago was when we began our day thinking everything was going to be fine and great. And then we realized the entire face of our nation changed overnight. So I wanted to say to everybody, happy anniversary. I didn't bring you a gift other than all of us working our butts off to make sure we fix this. And that's why more than likely we'll have a hell of a red crush. Forget the wave. Coming in these midterms, but that's what we've got to focus on at the moment. But let's talk about this mail order maladministration and the speech that he who is selected, not elected, talked about. Let's talk about, here's how he began.
Good evening. Thank you. Please, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Just a few days ago, a little before 2:30 a.m. in the morning,
A man smashed the back windows and broke into the home of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the third highest ranking official in America. He carried in his backpack zip ties, duct tape, rope, and a hammer. As he told the police, he had come looking for Nancy Pelosi to take her hostage, to interrogate her, to threaten to break her kneecaps. But she wasn't there. Her husband, my friend Paul Pelosi, was home alone. The assailant tried to take Paul hostage. He woke him up. He wanted to tie him up. The assailant ended up using a hammer to smash Paul's skull. Thankfully, by the grace of God, Paul survived. All this happened after the assault. And it just, it's hard to even say. After the assailant entered the home asking, where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Those are the very same words used by the mob when they stormed the United States Capitol on January the 6th, when they broke windows, kicked in the doors, brutally attacked law enforcement, roamed the corridors hunting for officials, and erected gallows to hang the former Vice President Mike Pence. It was an enraged mob that had been whipped up into a frenzy by a president repeating over and over again the big lie that the election of 2020 had been stolen. It's a lie that fueled the dangerous rise in political violence and voter intimidation over the past 2 years. Even before January the 6th, we saw election officials and election workers in a number of states subject to menacing calls, physical threats, even threats to their very lives. In Georgia, for example, Republican Secretary of State and his family were subjected to death threats because he refused to break the law and give in to the defeated president's demand, just find him 11,780 votes. Just find me 11,780 votes. Election workers like Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, were harassed and threatened just because they had the courage to do their job and stand up for the truth, to stand up for our democracy. This institution, this intimidation, this violence against Democrats, Republicans, and nonpartisan officials just doing their jobs are the consequence of lies told for power and profit, lies of conspiracy and malice, lies repeated over and over to generate a cycle of anger, hate, vitriol, and even violence.
I don't know about you, but I specifically think this sounds to me very practiced, very scripted, very orchestrated coming out of them. And, you know, you now know how your selected, not elected president thinks about you. Do you think this could be part of the plan?
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, when certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind.
I think they're terrified. And this is a practice of what they're doing. What are they afraid of? We'll be right back.
It's going to be huge.
Wait, wait! Make no mistake, folks. I believe our government hates us. I know our government hates us. I know our government wants to do everything they can to get rid of us, and they're willing to manufacture lies to create stories so they can work with the media and astroturf us. We're going to dive more into this speech. Hang on, be right back right after this.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
Are you concerned with the direction America is headed? If not, you should be. So let's get down to solutions. At the John Birch Society, our staff and members have over 60 years of experience pushing back on outrageous abuses of government. Our tools are truth and education. If you are a patriot and you love our country and want to preserve the blessings of liberty for the next generation, then we need you in the fight today. Not soon, today. Go to jbs.org and get involved right now.
Top Gun Family Construction has been delivering exceptional quality work and great prices since 2001. Their team has a passion for construction. These guys were playing with toy construction sets when they were kids. Need a deck built, or maybe you're thinking about winter projects? Top Gun Family Construction can handle your house repairs, deck builds and repairs, kitchen and bathroom remodels, sunroom additions, and interior and exterior painting. No job is too small. Call 636-466-3956 on Facebook at Top Gun Family Construction. That's Top Gun with two N's.
Hey folks, it's Kevin at Generations Marketplace. Well, I've been on here a couple months telling you about how easy it is to advertise with Real Talk Radio and how amazing these people are and how easy they make the process. But now I'm here to tell you about how well it works. Every week we have two or three, four or five people come in and telling us, I heard you on the radio. So if you're looking to advertise with a radio station that has a loyal following and an amazing mission, give Real Talk Radio a try.
Call 636-299-3702 to become a part of the Real Talk family and let us help you write your success story. You won't be sorry.
The Real Talk Radio Network. Thank you for your support and words of encouragement.
It's very enlightening. Very enlightening. Thanks for what you guys do. God bless you guys.
Thank you so much. It's the best thing that's happened in St. Louis, and I so appreciate you guys doing it.
You guys are the only station I listen to anymore, man.
Please support our sponsors, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network. The voice of freedom.
This is Ashley and Pat with Epic Design and Build. Join us on our show, The Epic Hour, From House to Home, on Saturdays at 1 and Sundays at 11, where we'll talk about kitchens and bathroom renovations, home additions, and even outdoor living spaces and hardscapes. Each of our projects are thoughtfully designed with our on-staff design team. Material selections, floor plans, architectural design, 3D renderings are just a few of the services that we offer in addition to the build-out phases of construction. If you're interested in contacting Epic, you can reach us at epicdesignandbuild.com.
Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com.
Really needed something like that.
Smarter.
Yeah, true.
For being a Real Talk Radio Network listener.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
We all have been given a gift, and that gift is our clarity as to how politicians really speak, what they're willing to do to subvert our will, and how they believe they are their rulers, right? There are rulers not there as our employees. That is a brilliant gift. I'm going to keep on telling you that because you need to recognize that gift is what should be getting you to get mobilized And it is the fact that so many people are mobilized that we're facing, when we have here just in under a week, a midterm, what might be a crushing red tsunami. That took every one of you talking about this, making sure it was focused on, making sure we didn't let it die out there. But of course, this mail order maladministration government doesn't want you to focus on it. They want to basically tell you that because you believe this, democracy's in trouble.
We believe in democracy. That's who we are as Americans. I know it isn't easy. Democracy isn't perfect. It always has been. But we're all called to defend it now. Now. History and common sense tell us that liberty, opportunity, and justice thrive in a democracy, not in an autocracy. At our best, America is not a zero-sum society where for you to succeed, someone else has to fail. I promise America is big enough. It's big enough for everyone to succeed. Every generation opening the door of opportunity just a little bit wider. Every generation, including those who've been excluded before. We believe we should leave no one behind because each one of us is a child of God. And every person is sacred. If that's true, then every person's rights must be sacred as well. Individual dignity, individual worth, individual determination. That's America. That's democracy. And that's what we have to defend.
He's saying that we have a right to be individuals. We have a right to our own beliefs. It's kind of what I hear. Now, of course, he didn't mention his crapocracy that goes on. And I find great irony in that. Am I the only one that finds irony in where he's talking about everybody has to be protected, everybody has to be equal and have a voice? Well, this mail order maladministration feels there's a different irony altogether.
The great irony about the 2020 election is that it's the most attacked election in our history. And yet, there's no election in our history that we can be more certain of its results. Every legal challenge that could have been brought was brought.
Oh, we got to repeat that. I need to repeat that. I should be in the media. I should beat it in your head and make it true.
The great irony about the 2020 election is that it's the most attacked election in our history. And yet, there's no election in our history that we can be more certain of its results. Every legal challenge that could have been brought was brought.
I think the great irony is that politicians still believe they're relevant. I think the great irony is that this media still believes they're independent and they're sharing the truth with America. I think the great irony is these rat bastards think we still buy this rat droppings. This is total bunk. Absolutely total bunk. But the deal is repeat the narrative, because it is a time-honored tradition that's actually 100 years old.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, when certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind.
Think about this. At the turn of the 20th century, right at 1900, the Russians had already been saying the only way we're going to defeat the United States of America is we have to defeat them from within inside. We have to make them eat their own values. We have to make them fall apart from the inside because they are too powerful, too well-planned, funded, managed, and trained. There's no way we can do it. So what we've got to do is we've got to find people from the inside. And if we can find a few people from the inside, then we can turn that great nation, that great republic, wrong side out. I've taught you this before. When China went communist, they had just less than a billion people, 900 million and change, three times the size of the United States now. And they went totally communist. And there were only, at the time, 416 official communist members. And what did they do? They drafted in the help with 46,000 students and media people and educators. They bound together, and that, 47,000 people changed a nation of a billion. Now, this is why you'll see tidbits that says, just keep repeating the lie, just keep repeating the lie. And the reason we're here today in this mess is because very few people paid attention to what was going on under the radar, because they had already infiltrated media and academia. That's the unholy trinity with the government. But now, more than ever, it's in your face. Make no mistake. We are in a fight for our lives and the very soul of the United States of America. These people that consider themselves the saviors of the planet would be perfectly fine if every one of us just dropped dead. That's how much they're willing to force on all of us to get their agenda over. And by the way, it would be a good thing in their book. They say, well, God must have meant it to be that way, because now it will save the planet. We won't consume so much. So it must have been divine. They will only invoke the name of God when it serves their will, not them serving his will. This is a battle. And one of the biggest battles of our life is about to take place in under a week. We're going to show you some more, and we're going to talk about it. Be right back right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Hi, this is Thomas Helbig with the Retirement Advisory Group.
Hi, I'm Bob Kershaw, Tom's nephew. As a family business, we are committed to protecting your retirement, whether you are nearing retirement or already retired. What if it were possible to protect you from market downturns without having to make an emotional decision to buy or sell? What if you could take advantage of a strategy that would automatically take you out of harm's way during the bad years and position you for the growth opportunity during the good years?
The secret is in linking safely to the market without putting your principal at risk. By linking to the market instead of owning the market, you can participate safely on autopilot and lock in your gains without creating a taxable event. Go online at retirementkey.com for a no-obligation retirement review. Learn the strategies that have helped our clients retire with confidence for the past 36 years. And just for coming in, you'll get a copy of our latest edition book, Your Key to a Worry-Free Retirement. So go online at retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com.
Man, I mean, come on, people. Wake up and smell the roses.
Even before all the COVID craziness, Dr. Eric Napudi has been a fighter for truth, health, and freedom, and is respected not only in the St. Louis area, but worldwide. Now he's invited his like-minded colleagues and friends to help. The so-called government health experts are putting their agenda before your health and well-being. And Dr. Eric and friends are debunking the evil and untruths and helping you live a happy, healthy, and free lifestyle. Dr. Eric Napudi and friends, weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide.
Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702. 636-299-3702.
A rhino, a very large, potentially dangerous creature with a small brain, or a Republican in name only, also potentially dangerous, or Republican Radio in name only. Exactly what the Real Talk Radio Network isn't. Sure, it may be more financially feasible to ride the fence, to call yourself a conservative station, but still say what they want to hear and cave to the pressure. Here at the Real Talk Radio Network, we're proud to be the voice of truth. No rhino radio here. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Betsy Mawson with First State Bank Mortgage and your host of Spouses Financing Houses. My husband Matt and I are a husband and wife team with over 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, give us a call at 636-293-0577 and make sure to tune into our show, Spouses Financing Houses.
Saturday mornings at 10 on the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. If you tune in every weekday from 4 to 6 a.m., I will show you no-holds-barred conservatism, and I promise a few belly laughs. Conservatives, you represent the real America, and I won't let you succumb to that leftist weenieism. So check out The Kevin Jackson Show from 4 to 6 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom.
The Real Talk Radio Network salutes you, the Freedom Fighter.
We fight by supporting your radio station, getting the message out of what you guys are doing. We support small businesses. We support the farmers. We're not going to be out in the street protesting. We're going to do it with our money and our brains.
Keep fighting the good fight, and we'll be right there with you. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Real talk.
I've replaced the other button with you guys.
Real truth.
I don't see any competition at this point.
The voice of freedom.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
The media doesn't want anybody to know the truth. The media, we don't have media anymore. It's dead. It's propaganda. And certainly this mail order maladministration doesn't want us to know the truth. But what is going on is they cannot put the genie back in the bottle. Our eyes are wide open. You have to understand, the first thing they come out with to grip the audience to their seats is they must fight disinformation that they believe is disinformation with a disinformation plan of their own. They don't want you knowing the facts and the truth. So at any of these press conferences, the way it works is what they put out first is almost always disinformation to make you look somewhere else and to paint a picture they want you to hold in your head to drive their whole point home. It is all about the preamble when they do these.
Good evening. Thank you. Please. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Just a few days ago, a little before 2:30 a.m. in the morning, a man smashed the back windows and broke into the home of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the third highest-ranking official in America. He carried in his backpack zip ties, duct tape, rope, and a hammer. As he told the police, he had come looking for Nancy Pelosi, to take her hostage, to interrogate her, to threaten to break her kneecaps. But she wasn't there. Her husband, my friend Paul Pelosi, was home alone. The assailant tried to take Paul hostage. He woke him up. He wanted to tie him up. The assailant ended up using a hammer to smash Paul's skull.
Thankfully, by the grace of God, Paul survived. All this happened after the assault. And it just, it's hard to even say. After the assailant entered the home asking, where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Those are the very same words used by the mob when they stormed the United States Capitol on January the 6th, when they broke windows, kicked in the doors, brutally attacked law enforcement, roamed the corridors hunting for officials, and erected gallows to hang the former Vice President, Mike Pence. It was an enraged mob that had been whipped up into a frenzy by a president repeating over and over again the big lie.
I think the only thing in this rendezvous, I don't think it was a break-in. I think the only thing erected were Paul and this dude. And I think the only thing that was whipped up was, I can't decide who it was, but one of them was probably supposed to tie up the other and whip it up. But they keep on saying, hey, he was home alone and he broke in. All these stories are coming out. It's really interesting. There was a third person in the home. The DA is now not releasing that information. There seems to be information that the glass was not broken in. The glass was broken out, meaning somebody trying to get out. Who knows? This stinks to all high heaven. But there was a third person there, but they want to deny it. This is, I think it's very ironic. Pay attention to the press releases of what they say. Because when they release a press release, it's not about facts. It's about what they want you to think. And those two words that he hammered on while he was getting hammered and hammer fest, those two words are what they want you to focus on. Where's Nancy? I call BS. I think this was orchestrated. I think they were probably willing to sacrifice this wackadoodle. I think that's what went on, and it backfired on them, right? Somebody got a little too excited in the hammer fest and just, well, couldn't perform. But they want you to believe that somehow this is tied to January 6th, which we also know is a crapola fest. We knew it was coming. I told you back then, don't go. People went. Hundreds of people in jail still. This is all about them perpetuating an agenda that they have to use their media partners to continue to hammer into your head. They're going to paint everybody bad. They're trying to tell you if you don't accept the election results, it's as bad as being a racist or a bigot.
I stand here today, there are candidates running for every level of office in America, for governor, Congress, Attorney General, Secretary of State, who won't commit. They will not commit to accepting the results of election that they're running in. This is a path to chaos in America. It's unprecedented. It's unlawful. And it's un-American.
I want to point something out to you because it's very subtle. Now, this may be Biden-intia. It's kind of a form of dementia. But he's talking about 2020 election deniers, but he slips and he says they won't accept the results of the election they are running in. That's the one that's coming up in under a week. Listen carefully again.
I stand here today, there are candidates running for every level of office in America, for governor, Congress, Attorney General, Secretary of State, who won't commit. They will not commit to accepting the results of election that they're running in.
They won't commit to accept the results of the election they are running in. Now, I personally have a problem with this because that election has not been run. It's kind of like when Bernie told us October 28th, 2020, a week before the election, how it was going to go, which states were going to be involved. as if he knew, as if he was able to tell the future. This mail-order maladministration told us they arranged the most incredible network of election fraud ever. Their words, not mine. He said clearly they're not going to accept the result of the election they are running in. And he is speaking about this one that has not happened yet. Listen again.
I stand here today. There are candidates running for every level of office in America, for governor, Congress, attorney general, secretary of state, who won't commit. They will not commit to accepting the results of elections that they're running in. This is a path to chaos in America. It's unprecedented. It's unlawful. And it's un-American.
Sometimes it's hard to keep all of the crap straight, especially if you're trying to pull the wool over America's eyes and you are always trying to work 5, 6, 7, 8 steps ahead. Sometimes we look at these politicians and we think they're there speaking to us right there, but you got to understand behind the scenes, they're trying to work out, okay, how are we going to deal with this? What are we going to say? How are we going to move it our way? That is the rule of thumb. How are we going to move it our way? How are we going to make America think what we want them to think? And if you are feeble-minded, there is a very strong chance that you will muck your words and let the cat out of the bag.
I stand here today. There are candidates running for every level of office in America, for governor, Congress, attorney general, secretary of state, who won't commit. They will not commit to accepting the results of elections that they're running in. This is a path to chaos in America. It's unprecedented. It's unlawful. And it's un-American.
I have a problem with this. And the problem I have with this is because they tell you if you deny election results, you are now un-American. They're trying to make election denier. Look, I don't think any of us deny there was election. We know there was an election. That's what we're upset about. But they forget their own words. Why? Because it's rules for thee, not for me.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's what I'm scared about in 2020. But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate?
Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election. And he was put in office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump...
Who, it's been proven, he was assisted by the Russians. Folks, this is the greatest time in history because they can't get away from their own words. They are so used to using the media to manipulate us, but that comes from a time when we couldn't play the media back. We didn't have the ability to capture it as they said it. That's why this is a gift. I don't know what it takes for just a common person, why they can't embrace these rat bastards lie to us all the time. Nonstop, all the time. And they want you to believe it's just because of Donald J. Trump.
Put ahead of the principles that we've long guided us. You know, American democracy is under attack because the defeated former president of the United States refuses to accept the results of the 2020 election. He refuses to accept the will of the people. He refuses to accept the fact that he lost. He has abused his power and put the loyalty to himself before loyalty to the Constitution. And he's made a big lie, an article of faith in the MAGA Republican Party, the minority of that party.
The narrative of that party, the MAGA Party. Bad people. He refuses to accept it. Well, I think there's a nation that refuses to accept it. And we know our government is not following the rule of law. We know our government is gaslighting us. They might as well be hammering all of us face down. That's what they're doing in the media every day. They're gaslighting us and trying to sell us an agenda because they know they're illegitimate. My final comments coming up right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back. Top Gun Family Construction has been delivering exceptional quality work and great prices since 2001. Their team has a passion for construction. These guys were playing with toy construction sets when they were kids. Need a deck built, or maybe you're thinking about winter projects? Top Gun Family Construction can handle your house repairs, deck builds and repairs, kitchen and bathroom remodels, sunroom additions, and interior and exterior painting. No job is too small. Call 636-466-3956. On Facebook at Top Gun Family Construction. That's Top Gun with two N's. There's a good chance you've heard the name Langendorf Supply, but you may not know exactly what they do. They're a leader in commercial HVAC in eastern Missouri, greater Illinois, and Indianapolis areas. And Langendorf has almost 50 years of excelling in taking care of their customers. Nearly 50 successful years comes with a lot of hard work and dedication, and outstanding product lines in HVAC, like Titus, Ruskin, and Lauren Cook. But mostly with an amazing staff that has one goal in mind, delivering superior customer service and doing the right thing. Okay, maybe that's two. Langendorf would like to take this time to honor one very valuable team member, Pat Ulwig. Pat began his sales career at Langendorf in June of 1998, just recently completing 24 years of service. With Langendorf through thick and thin, Pat's a trusted employee and friend who's always there when the need arises. Pat's a fellow patriot and devoted Christian. Pat's the cheery voice in the office. Pat's always looking to do what's right for the customer. Pat exemplifies the motto, do the right thing. Langendorf Supply. More and more freedom fighters all over the greater St. Louis area are finding the Real Talk Radio Network.
I listen out here in Cuba, Missouri, every day.
You guys are getting the word out.
I spread the word as much as I can, and God bless you guys for all you do. I hope you have a sensational day.
We're listening. That's why you guys keep getting the message out.
That 107.3, as the old truckers used to say, is wall-to-wall and treetop tall out here. We like it.
Keep listening and keep spreading the word, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Real talk, real folks.
They keep me inspired.
Real issues.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
I have a question for you, folks, and my question is a very simple one. Are you really fighting this fight as hard as you can? Are you truly, truly fighting this fight as hard as you can? Sometimes I wonder, because the way we overcome the BS media out there is we have to get our word out. We must share, share, share. Number one, you need to make sure that you're subscribing to all the broadcast on all the channels. That way you know when and where we go live, because they are definitely attacking us because they do not want any of us to know the truth. This is how they do it. Listen to this one more time.
Put ahead of the principles that we've long guided us. You know, American democracy is under attack because the defeated former president of the United States refuses to accept the results of the 2020 election. He refuses to accept the will of the people. He refuses to accept the fact that he lost. He has abused his power and put the loyalty to himself before loyalty to the Constitution. And he's made a big lie, an article of faith in the MAGA Republican Party, the minority of that party.
A narrative? The will of the people? That's the issue. Everybody knows the election was not the will of the people, but they've got to vilify you because it's about brainwashing, folks.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear as he can be on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
We're the cure. We're the army we've been waiting for. And that's why they say there is a threat to democracy, their type of democracy.
There's something else at stake. Democracy itself. I'm not the only one who sees it. Recent polls have shown that an overwhelming majority of Americans believe our democracy is at risk, that our democracy is under threat. They, too, see that democracy is on the ballot this year, and they're deeply concerned about it. So today, I appeal to all Americans, regardless of party, to meet this moment of national and generational importance. We must vote, knowing what's at stake and not just the policy of the moment, but institutions that have held us together as we sought a more perfect union are also at stake. We must vote knowing who we have been, what we're at risk of becoming. Look, my fellow Americans, the old expression, freedom is not free. It requires constant vigilance. From the very beginning, nothing has been guaranteed about democracy in America. Every generation has had to defend it, protect it, preserve it, choose it. For that's what democracy is. It's a choice, a decision of the people, by the people, and for the people. The issue couldn't be clearer in my view. We, the people, must decide whether we'll have fair and free elections. And every vote counts. We, the people, must decide whether we're going to sustain a republic where reality is accepted, the law is obeyed, and your vote is truly sacred. We, the people, must decide whether the rule of law will prevail, whether we'll allow the dark forces to thirst for power. Put ahead of the principles that we've long guided us.
The dark forces that thirst for power? Are you kidding? The institutions he's talking about that have done this are those woke corporations, are those 501c3s funneling monies like the Zuckerbucks of the world. I've told you this before. When the Democrats introduce a bill to expand the mind of your toddler and help them enjoy the feelings of freedom and finding themselves, Bill, it's because they want to have sex with your 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. They actually say the opposite of what they want to do. It is true. It's always been true. They are a party of speaking the opposites. They believe you are shallow. They believe that you just believe if they say it, it must be true. But your eyes are now open. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Now, we're about to head to the midterms, folks. This is going to be an epic battle and whether the United States of America continues. Mark my words. He's already told you people aren't going to be accepting the results. That doesn't mean complain. That means get on the phone right now, family, friends, confidants, it doesn't matter what it is, and all of you get together and drive to your poll and vote on Election Day. The reason Donald J. Trump was elected in 2016 is because people got off their butts. That's it. That's all it takes. That's why the system is afraid of you. They do not want you to realize you're the cure, you're the army, and you are the hero you've been waiting for. We did it in 2016. We were motivated to get off our butt, to put somebody in that literally changed in a brilliant way the face of America. And now we've had 2 years of disaster after disaster after disaster. There is no more room for apathy, folks. I'm sitting here talking to you 2 days to the day they pulled their crap. You have to activate if you haven't activated. Get your family and friends on the phone. Go together to the polls. Make sure you vote in person. Don't use markers. Use blue pens. And tell all of these rat bastards to cut the crap, because this is now step one of taking our country back.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hutt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Eric Napudi. I hope you're having an amazing day today. Are you like me? Do you like your temperature in your house to be like the perfect setting? I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm just tired of being cold when it's hot and hot when it's cold and hot and cold. I know I'm a hot mess, but that's just the truth. I want to tell you about some friends of mine. I want to tell you about Rick Pallardy and his team at PallardyHeating.com. That's PallardyHeating.com. These guys are so amazing. Rick is a true patriot, a true American. He's supported everything that we've been doing on the radio at Real Talk, and he's been a real voice of freedom. And I want to support people that support us. So I want every one of you right now, if you have heating and cooling needs, call my friend Rick Pallardy at 636-946-2779. That's 636-946-2779. Or you can visit them at PallardyHeating.com. That's P-A-L-L-A-R-D-Y Heating.com.
Dan Bongino.
Hillary Clinton operated an unauthorized computer server. She kept in the bathroom at the Chappaqua house I was at many, many times. She trafficked in classified information because she had no government email account. We know people knew about it because Barack Obama's BlackBerry had her personal email address whitelisted. So it was a government conspiracy, meaning a lot of people knew about it and colluded to keep it quiet.
Tune into the Dan Bongino Show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. right here on Real Talk, the voice of freedom.
Real talk, real truth.
Dr. Napudi is always good.
You know, you don't have to follow the sheep.
I listen to your station because you speak the truth.
I like the fact that it's a true station that we can actually listen to and know that we're getting the actual news. We're actually getting the truth of the story. And it's true patriot. It's a place where patriots can come and unite and have one voice.
Keep getting the message out.
The Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network, KRTK Herman, KVMO Vandalia, KXEN, K264CY St. Louis, the voice of freedom.